Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the 23 Podcast. My name is Parker Kern. I'm here along with Father Jeff Macbeth. Wherever you are, whenever you are listening, thank you so much for joining us today. Father, you are fresh off multiple stops
on
the ministry travel.
How was it? Oh, it was great. You know, maybe some people think it's kind of nuts, you know, the way it turned out, but I'm really grateful for that. And so, so last week, Wednesday to Friday, I was down at Damascus in central Ohio. The Liao Middle School students invited me down to come with their
wonderful
faith and science retreat. So I was able to do some masses and things down there and just be present, which is great. And then we had our parish men's retreat up in the DeSales Center Friday to Sunday. So it was actually, now at Damascus during the school year, a lot of times they'll run a retreat Wednesday to Friday and then Friday to Sunday. And so I was telling some of them on Friday, I was like, I'm kind of like you guys. Like I got like a quick reset and then another retreat.
Bang.
But no, it was great. You know, it's, of course I'm sort of convicting myself when I say this sometimes, like, I don't know. I don't think priesthood is ultimately supposed to be just like an office job.
Yeah.
And so like to spend 5 days, like at a retreat with middle school students and then a retreat with guys from the parish, like what?
That's
probably the best use of my time.
That's all you could dream of.
Yeah, other than not being here for the weekend, which I love being at the parish on Sundays.
Sure.
And so I miss that and always hate to do that, although sometimes you have to do other important things. But no, I thought it was really great. And especially like Sunday after it was all said and done, I was driving back this way. I really just felt a consolation from the Lord. You know, in your midst of it, maybe you don't always feel that, but just such a feeling of being blessed. It was just
that's wonderful.
It was really great and touched my heart. And so I was praising God for that and for those opportunities and all that. So it was awesome.
That's good. And you had obviously two very different I wouldn't say audiences, but two different groups of people
right.
that you were with. You were with, you know, middle school students and then all of a sudden
adult men. Yeah.
Right, adult men. That's a pretty stark contrast.
Yeah.
How was flipping the switch there?
Which made it great. Yeah, although it is funny, like I found myself, you know, after spending 3 days with middle school students, even just in conversation or whatever, talking with the guys, I found myself saying things like bro and let's go, like more often, because I've just been sort of breathing that air.
Yeah.
But so that was kind of cracking myself up.
Say lit at
about
all?
About that. I don't know if I said lit.
Fire, sus.
Fire, sus.
Those are all
maybe.
Your...
It's funny, was... I think it was the last morning at Damascus, like the hash browns were like really great.
Oh.
And so it's a couple of these young adult missionaries and we were talking about that and I go, man, those hash browns were bussing.
Oh my
gosh. And one of them were like, did you say blessed or bussing? And then one of them was like, oh, you had to have said blessed. But no, I said bussing. I keep trying to work on my Gen Z slang. I don't know if I've actually used that in a conversation before. So I was actually like kind of happy about that.
I'm okay. Well, that's cool.
Is that a new one for you?
No, I've heard it. I don't know. I've never heard you say that.
Bussin'. Yeah. Well, like my little bag salads I had for lunch, I wouldn't describe as bussin'.
No, I don't know that I would either. But hash browns are pretty. Those are.
Well, they were just really good.
That's wonderful.
You know,
and the nice and crispy. Do you like the crispy hash browns?
They were kind of both. It looked really great. You know,
What's your dream breakfast plate? Like, if you could build
Yeah. You know, I'm a big fan of Eggs Benedict.
Oh, okay.
You know, which you don't see a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's funny. On the day I became a priest, I was living with Father Greg Height over at Joan of Arc for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Because my home parish was filled up. And he wanted to do something special. So he wanted to make Eggs Benedict for me that morning.
Oh.
And he like overcooked the eggs so they weren't runny.
Oh.
And to the day he died, like every time he saw me, like he would remind me that I still owe you Eggs Benedict, you know, and he would tell the priest like he screwed up the Eggs Benedict the day of my ordination. It was hilarious. Like it really like, because he was a good cook. And so that really like, it really sat with him, I guess.
You wouldn't think that he would mess that up, right?
Right. You know, on ordination day, kind of screwed up the Eggs Benedict.
Jeez.
But, you know.
Poor Father Height.
I know. God rest his soul.
God rest his soul.
Yeah, so that, you know, it's hard to go wrong with breakfast in general.
Oh,
you know,
I agree.
It's just great.
Yeah, I've heard the doctrine that you're supposed to eat breakfast like a king or queen, and then eat lunch like a
prince,
and then eat dinner like a peasant or something, mm-hmm. or a yeah. pauper or whatever.
Yeah, we tend to do the opposite.
Yeah, I do too.
And then wonder why we're like so unhealthy.
Right.
But yeah, no. Yeah, it's definitely more like when I'm down at a place like that, more than I would do. Like, I don't make eggs for myself, hash browns for myself.
It's too much work.
Too much work, you know, all that. And so, you know, that's kind of a nice treat when I go away from someplace like that, is I'm not just eating like a bowl of cereal and a banana.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, one of my favorite things to do when I was a kid, and I guess again during COVID, kind of when you could go out, was to go out to breakfast with my family.
Mm-hmm.
That was like you have a good breakfast. And you're set up for the day. Like, you don't need to eat.
Yeah.
The way I eat breakfast, as I see it when I go out to eat, like, yeah. I go nuts. Like,
yeah.
Because I don't eat for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, how it's supposed to
right.
sort of be. And you can have a little dinner. I mean,
right.
if you space it out properly, if you eat breakfast at 9
mm-hmm.
and then you eat dinner at 5 or 6, you're like, right. I'm starving.
Right.
And if you exercise or if you're doing activities in between, you're really ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. And most breakfast stuff, you know, is sort of like, it's all comfort food, you know, it's just all so good.
Yeah. It's so great.
Yeah.
Not that you asked, but my dream plate would be,
I was just about, well, no, that's not true, but I am interested.
You're interested.
I am interested.
Interested. Actually, have you been to City Egg in Bowling Green?
I have not.
Okay, so you know Scramblers though, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Scramblers, they're a like a sister restaurant of Scramblers.
Oh, okay.
So they're down there for mostly like college kids and to go, because mm-hmm. there's downtown BG. There's a lot of like business offices and whatnot, so people like can come and grab and go. And you can sit in there, but it's more geared towards
takeout,
rapid fire, right? So, but they have the food from Scramblers, which Scramblers to this day,
mm-hmm.
I've eaten breakfast a lot of places. Scramblers is still my favorite breakfast.
Yeah.
And so they have these cinnamon swirl pancakes with the icing and almonds. And then I get my eggs scrambled, and then pork sausage links, fruit, hash browns, and a cup of coffee.
Nice.
Wow. That's so good. Yeah. I just had it last week, actually.
Not that Scramblers is sponsoring the show.
They're not. No. It would be great if they did, though.
I know.
And they have really good coffee, too.
They do.
That's what. That's the thing. When you go out to breakfast, if you have a bad cup of coffee, it just kind of throws off
mm-hmm.
everything.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have a good cup.
Right.
Like, sometimes I just want to go to McDonald's and get a cup, because I think McDonald's has arguably the best coffee, best takeout coffee, as far as consistency goes. Anyways, not the chest, but there you go.
Yeah.
That's my thoughts on breakfast.
That's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's excellent.
So, Father.
Most important meal of the day.
Yeah, that's right. Serving it up Gary's way.
Mm-hmm. Who's Gary?
It was a SpongeBob reference.
See, I'm too old. Too old for SpongeBob.
Okay.
I even remember, like, when I was on my internship at the seminary at St. Paul in Norwalk, like 20 years ago, the kids were talking about SpongeBob. I'm like, I gotta watch that.
Yeah, he's.
And I still just never did.
He's
like, you
still
watch SpongeBob
on.
Yet? I'm like, no.
Well, here's the thing that I tell to all non-SpongeBob fans, and, you know,
I just have SpongeBob ignorance.
SpongeBob, well, it's on Paramount Plus.
I could be a fan had I actually watched an episode.
You could stream the whole
binge
series
on SpongeBob.
Paramount Plus, you can watch the whole thing. And that's right. They're not sponsoring this either, but
I'm doing that this weekend.
It's a public service.
Probably not.
I was gonna say you can get a free trial, probably.
Oh yeah.
But here's what I say: from 1999, when mm-hmm. the show started,
mm-hmm.
until like 2004, like season 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
Was the best episodes. And then, of course, in 2004, they made the SpongeBob SquarePants movie.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's when all the core fans kind of dropped out, and the production quality of the show kind of tanked.
Mm, gotcha.
They didn't sell out. The movie was fantastic.
Hmm.
I still love the movie. And whenever the movie's on, like if it's on Nick or something and I'm flipping through, I'll like leave it on for a little bit, even though I've seen it 65 times.
Sure.
But it's but basically, pre-movie, anything pre-2004 is gold. And that's where you get all those great quotes and stuff like what the one I just gave you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, not that you needed to know that either.
No, it's just important for me. It is somehow. Yeah. It is.
Yeah. Well, see, the issue now is that those kids that you were with this past week, mm-hmm. I'm guessing they're not geared. They're more like the Paw Patrol and the
probably
that
we didn't get into cartoons.
Chase is on the case,
yeah.
You know, still, but
yeah.
But they might. You're probably catering to a generation like mine, in their like mid to late 20s that grew up on
mm-hmm.
SpongeBob.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're on like Marissa's parents, they wouldn't let them watch it.
Yeah,
and like her mom locked down the channel when it was on because they had like the satellite back in the day. You could like lock the program.
Dang.
Yeah. So So like I say all these SpongeBob quotes to Marissa and she's like, she just sits there like, what? And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I guess to lock the channel, you'd have to like somehow bar the knob that you turn to change the channel.
Yeah. You had to put like a piece of black tape over it or something.
Cause yeah, that's how we did it. So
back in the day. All right.
The day.
Okay, Father. Well, what do we got going on?
So speaking of Damascus, I guess, you know, we're still looking to finalize our, you know, who's interested in summer camp for next year up at Great Lakes. And so I guess it's all in the bulletin. Middle school students, this is like current 6th, 7th graders. Sarah and I would love to have you join us next July. And then, again, we're reserving spots for high school students. It'd be great if I could do both weeks, but I don't. That's kind of irresponsible. So you're kind of on your own, but we'd love to reserve a spot for you. So if you're currently in grades 8 through 11 and want to head up there in June, and not have to fight, you know, with the rest of humanity for a spot, then let us know. So Sarah's keeping track of that. So we would like this all done by the end of the month, which is kind of like now. So so get on it.
A couple more days.
We do have a contract to sign at some point that tells them exactly how many spots we want. And then we're on the hook for that. So yeah.
Wonderful.
So yeah. And then, of course, the Disciple Maker Index. Just continue to repeat how important that is. Mm-hmm. 'Cause again, if no one takes it, it's worthless.
I did.
You know, thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And so it's important. Again, it is what it is. You know, someone's like, I wish there was a fill-in section. I'm like, well, there's not. I mean, this is not our survey. You know, email me your thoughts, like whatever. But it's, yeah, we're kind of at the limitations of what it is. But that's all. They've done this, like, I don't know, thousands of times. And so it's great. So we really appreciate you taking that.
And I think we should make clear, Father, that the data that you enter is not seen by us. We don't know who it is.
No. Like,
it's all, and we don't even touch it until it comes back to us.
Right.
So don't be, what I'm saying is don't be afraid to to be like, oh my gosh, this
you know, homilies stink.
Yeah. Music sucks. Right.
Right. All that stuff.
I mean, if it does, I'm sorry.
Yeah. But that's what we want to know. You know?
But yeah, that's the point.
It's a variety of things.
And, so don't feel like you're going to hurt our feelings.
No. Yeah, we want to know.
Yeah.
Honesty is the best policy.
Indeed.
I think, did SpongeBob SquarePants say that?
Probably somewhere.
Yeah, he had to have. So. Yeah.
It's Leif Erikson Day.
With the Vikings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy Leif Erikson Day.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
You're welcome. I can do the laugh too.
I had a professor in a seminary. Somehow we got on the topic of Leif Erikson and said, he was a Catholic, Third Order Franciscan, I believe. But we kind of like, I don't think that's true. And so the very next class, you know, he kind of like recognized, he just sort of spouted that off. You know, of course, Leif Erikson was like before St. Francis.
Yeah.
And so he's like, yeah, you know, I said that Leif Erikson was a Third Order Franciscan. That's historically impossible. And like, you were like, yeah, we knew. So,
oh, geez.
Thanks, bro.
Before Wikipedia.
Yeah. Yeah, we fact checked that one pretty quick. So, but yeah, so you can take the Disciple Maker Index.
Yes.
You would do us and Leif Erikson a big...
It'd be a big salad.
Big favor. So, yeah, we were on a big Leif Erikson kick for a while down in seminary after that.
There you go.
So, yeah.
Glad to resurface that for you.
Yeah. Disciple groups are forming, so get on that. And speak of the men's retreat that just ended, the women's retreat's coming up. You can sign up for that.
When is that?
There'll be a little spot. Well, it's the last weekend of October.
Cool.
Last weekend of October. So the 25th to 27th or something like that.
That's what it is. Yep.
Yeah.
I was just planning that weekend for the music, so that's how I know.
Great. Great.
All right.
So yeah, moving into our gospel. This is the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And this is from Mark chapter 9, as I believe. That's right. Mark 19:9. So I think we still have another phase of our 19:9 to do out here.
Yeah,
I'm trying to wait patiently and just...
what's the statute of limitations?
Yeah, you know, like it's that back part is supposed to be part of the 19:9 for this year, and it's... As of this recording, it's sort of not been done. I hear they were doing it in two phases. So
they did what, 9.45%?
Yeah, probably something like that.
And then
so I'm trying to be patient and not you know, yell at somebody. But it'll happen one of these days.
You can.
Same thing with the shelter house. So just super frustrating.
I'll call him a SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Did you guys finish the parking lot?
That's what we've been missing.
I know.
That is...
Man. We gotta get SpongeBob back.
Better late than never.
That's okay.
Better late than never.
He's here to serve.
He's gonna save the day once again.
He will.
Assuming he saved the day many times in the episodes.
I'm He usually messed things up.
Dang it. But see, that's why I need to watch it.
You need to watch it.
You know, my reference,
I will give you my Paramount login. I am 100% serious.
Yeah. So.
Okay, anyways. Yeah. We're really off course. Here we go.
All right. Mark 9. At that time, John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched."
Strong words from a strong man,
yeah,
right there.
There's a lot there. There's a lot there. At our Tuesday morning Bible study, we were talking a little bit about this, and I was like, "Oh, I should like bring in a saw, you know, like my mom has this, like a saw that's like, or even like a handsaw, but like my mom has one that's like, I don't know, like 3 feet long. Oh. It's like insane. And I'm like bring that out as like a prop. You know,
can you do props for homilies?
We can totally do props for homilies.
Wow.
And someone, I don't tend to, but and someone's like, "Oh, children's liturgy of the word." I'm like, "Yeah, I can bring a saw out. It'd be great." You know, especially my friend Claire with all her facial expressions, she would die. So yeah, no, probably not going to bring a saw out, but you never know. I guess at this point, if you listen to the podcast, it's not going to be a surprise if I do bring out a saw. But I guess I'll tell who listened and who didn't. So if they're shocked at seeing a saw, we know they're not in the audience, so or they have bad memory. So, but obviously, you know, Jesus isn't actually like encouraging like getting a saw out, you know, and you know, kind of eliminating body parts. But you know, there are things that within us that we do need to get rid of.
Sure,
you know, that hold us back, even things that we think are so important to us, and that maybe we couldn't even live without, whether it's, I don't know, attachment to possessions, or yep, sometimes we're, I don't know, we're just sort of, we insist on getting like caught up in anger, lack of forgiveness. Mm-hmm. There's just so many things that, or maybe it's, you know, one of those identity lies that we have that like I'm no good, you know, I'm on my own, I'm unlovable. I mean, all those things that we can, you know, rightly or wrongly or messed up lead, just kind of insist as part of us. There's things we just need to cut out, you know, for our own good.
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, my grandma, if I was misbehaving, I never misbehaved. No, I misbehaved.
So sometimes. Theoretically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, when I would do something out of turn that she didn't care for, she would say, "Cut it out."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not like,
mm-hmm,
like stop that, but just hey, cut it out. Not so. I think that's maybe how we should kind of look at it.
I love that. Yeah.
And instead of, you know, as you said, being attached to things or other people or doing things that are not correct,
right?
Just say cut it out to yourself.
Yeah.
Cut it out.
Yeah. I mean, the way we treat people, like, right, all sorts of things that we just need to like. Mm-hmm. We just need to cut
out. There's a lot of cut it out moments,
mm-hmm,
that we can look at and, mm-hmm, and say, Now, again, you're not actually going to get out a saw and cut, because
right,
you can't cut behavior.
Right.
But you can,
right,
you can stop it.
Right.
Right. Just right, like you can, if you do cut yourself, you can stop the bleeding.
Right.
You can cut out the bleeding,
right,
from the cut.
And we can do that because we just did that training down at the fire station.
Well, you can. We can save people's lives.
That's
now,
right.
From just, I mean, mm-hmm, that's
and
incredible.
You know, of course, Jesus is doing this, you know, sort of exaggerated, hyperbolic
of
language,
course,
you know.
But that's how he does things,
right?
And he, but
make a point.
You know, I was I was teaching the other day at Bowling Green, and we were talking about, I'm teaching a business communication class, and we were talking about preparing presentations. And so it says you need an attention getter to start your presentation. Mm-hmm. So Jesus, this is what he's doing. He's using an attention getter to get their attention so he can present what it is that he wants them to see.
Right. Right. Exactly it. Exactly it. And yeah. And then just in the, even in the context of the opening here about, you know, if anyone's not against us is for us. So sometimes what we need to cut out is maybe even our perceptions of people and who belongs, who doesn't belong. You know, I mean, they were driving out demons in his name. Like they had like some faith in, in Jesus, even though they weren't maybe card carrying members of
the
disciples at that point.
They weren't Costco members.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't have the card.
But they were still making use of the benefits.
Yes.
So, somehow. And, in Jesus' world, that's fine.
I agree.
Yeah.
And this is a weird connection, but this has been a weird episode. So I'm just going to make the connection. Mm-hmm. Earlier we were talking about like Paramount Plus, for example, like services that we subscribe to. And there's all sorts of commercials nowadays that says you can cut out your expenses by getting rid of those unneeded streaming and, you know, services that you use on a regular basis, whether it's, you know, a car wash service or something like that, like every month. And so not talking in terms of that, but again, going back to cutting out some of that stuff, like you can get rid of some of your unneeded and undesirable pieces just by, again, sitting down and taking stock and saying, okay, this might be something that I couldn't cut out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. What's holding me back? What's holding me back?
Mm-hmm. So, what's holding me back?
Yeah. What's like a, in some ways, it's like a millstone that's sort of,
exactly,
you know, kind of causing me to
throw me into
drown
the sea.
Yeah. Rather than live freely.
That's right. Well, let's live freely through prayer, Father, shall we?
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Oh, Jesus, you bring us freedom. And so we pray that we can identify those places that we need to cut out to live in the freedom of the children of God, that that you came to bring us, that ultimately, God, you have made us for, and that enables us to then do your work out in the world. God, we love you. We thank you for your love for us. Sustain us this day and each day in that love, in the Holy Spirit, and through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Father, awesome show today. Great to have you back.
Always a pleasure. Good to be back. God bless you all. We'll see you soon.